93.7, the River, River City's classic rock. There goes Tom Petty. Your chance to lick us and wins coming up. And what you have to do right now, I mean, you got to run. Do not walk. Oprah2020.com. If you want to get your Oprah presidential gear, they've got buttons. They've got coffee mugs, bumper stickers, pencils, glassware, handmade bags, all kinds of stuff. Sweatshirts, hats, T-shirts. They've got all kinds of tank tops, jackets. Oprah2020.com. And she hasn't even announced she's running yet. People going like crazy to buy all this gear. Do you vote for her? She comes out because yesterday was pretty funny. Trump said, oh, she'd be fun to beat. That's what he said. Hey, Trump. Have you heard about Oprah? She might run. What if she ran, Trump? And he said, oh, yeah, she'd be fun to beat. It all started at the Golden Globes. You know, Seth Meyers comes out. He cracks the joke about Oprah. People started getting excited. Twitter blew up. Everyone's like, oh, my God, could she? Would she run? Now they're bringing up old footage. Back when she started out in Chicago years ago, when she talked about she might have aspirations or thought that it would be great to be a president someday, they're dragging up all these archives and they're talking to her about it. Close friends of hers now that want to remain anonymous have said, oh, I might have heard some rumblings with Oprah one time over a glass of wine that she showed interest. So now everybody's forcing this and forcing this. So whether Oprah wants to do it or not, people are going to push her to do it. Do you vote for her? She's on the ticket.
You know what? I like Oprah. Mm-hmm. I'm not weirdly, and I mean weirdly, sexually fascinated with her the way that you are.
You can't say I'm fascinated. The question was, if she was in Playboy, would I buy a copy? Yes.
Oh, there's more questions. If her and Gail were to come together and be filmed, would you watch it?
Okay.
Also awful.
Okay, the question is, would I watch it? Okay, would I want to fund it, and would I force them to make the movie? Probably not, but would I watch it? Yes. Would I buy the Playboy? Yes. I'm not going to lie. I can't backtrack. I did say those things.
So now we've added, would you want to fund it?
And I did say fund with a D.
You know what? I would give that serious thought, because I believe Oprah to be an honestly really good person. I mean, I really do. I believe her to be a good person.
And you know me. I've always said, I want to see Presidential Jeopardy on TV. I want each and every person that wants to run before they get the party nomination. You want to do this? Put them on Presidential Jeopardy, Alex Trebek host, and we go through all the historic questions and things that have happened in this country, other countries. We talk about how would you combat this? How would you deal with this? Diplomacy, I mean, everything. Alex Trebek's up there for like 30 days, and all the candidates come through, and they all play Presidential Jeopardy. Then after that, we get to see who do we think is most fit. Who's the most educated to run the country? I think Presidential Jeopardy, I mean, hell, the way we do it now, stupid. It's really, really stupid. So at least we can see what we're getting in there.
Could anyone beat her in that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oprah beat her at Presidential Jeopardy.
I mean, she's pretty smart, dude.
I'd like to think that to run a country, you have to know the history of a country. And not only this country, but the other countries, because history repeats itself. I doubt that I would vote for it. In fact, I know that I wouldn't.
But for Oprah?
I wouldn't vote for her. Let me tell you this, though. Would it change if I told you who her running mate is? Because they're making T-shirts now with the vice president.
It's gone to that level.
Yes, it has. Yes. People even have bought clothing that have her VP, her running mate's name on it. And when I tell you this, this is
shoo-in. I couldn't even guess.
Tom Hanks.
No.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes, yes. There are clothing items that suggest he would be the VP, so it's Oprah and Tom Hanks for 2020.
Yes, then.
So you'd do it?
Yes.
You'd vote for Oprah and Tom Hanks?
To get Tom Hanks in office? Yeah.
I knew Joe would love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would actually work on his campaign.
Oh, you yeah. Joe would
hey,
actually.
How you doing? This is Joe Mommy. You're calling out of Sacramento for Tom Hanks. Who are you voting for this year?
Do we have your support? Do we have you for the luncheon? $1,500. We got you in. Okay.
So thanks. See what I did there?
Oh God!
Put the T and the Hanks together.
That's what it would take for Joe to follow politics, right there. Tom Hanks is VP.
I'd be giddy for the next 4 years if that guy got into office.
Yeah, they're selling the clothes. I've never seen this in my lifetime. Someone just rumored to have run, and they start printing up Oprah2020.com clothing.
It is bizarre.
It's weird. It's gotten out of hand.
The Golden Globes had sent out a tweet about her and had to resend. Had to delete it back off again because it got a big uproar. They were just talking about a skit they did when they made that little joke about her running.
Yeah, that's all it was.
That's all it was. A little joke.
Yeah.
And they had to take it down because people were getting an uproar over it.
Time for another exciting edition of Lick Us and Win.
Lick It Up.
Okay, final round. Lakers and win Wednesday. What we have are the four packs of tickets over to Sportsman's Expo, Cal Expo, plus grand prize winners get those backpacks. You can see what's inside of them and check them out. Those are on Facebook, Dog and Joe, or River. Joe, your category for this round, you've kind of been flip-flopping back and forth all day. What are you doing now?
You know what? I think I may go. We're going to play another round of this?
Probably the last round right now.
I think I may do potpourri.
Potpourri.
The open category.
No, you can't do that.
I can't?
Well, what would you do? I'm doing all things man.
I don't know how to widen my varieties anymore. I gave women. That's a big category. Yeah. And mountain folklore. How do you get any larger than that?
Well, I don't think you can.
I mean, I'm doing the same thing.
You're going to do mountain folklore.
And women. All things women.
Okay. And mountain folklore is Yetis, Bigfoot.
Bigfoots and Sasquatches and Mothmans and Appalachian kids and whatever dirty, filthy things you're talking about.
And I will do all things man for Sportsman's Expo. That includes trucks, cars, camshafts, knives, guns, ammo, wood species, construction, yard tools, power tools, heavy equipment, chicks, booze, work boots, hunting, just to name a few. Hunting and gathering, log cabin building, metal smithing, bespoking, I mean, cake standing.
I don't think that's a real word. You keep saying that.
To bespoke? To commission something? Absolutely. Bespoking.
I'm going
to
look that up
immediately. It's not been used in a long time, you know, in recent history, but bespoking.
Bespoking is not real.
Arm wrestling, yeah, all that stuff.
Ask him an arm wrestling question.
Sure.
Let's get him in on that Stallone arm wrestling movie.
Yeah.
Remember when he was a truck driving arm wrestler?
Yeah, that was called Over the Top. Sammy Hagar did a soundtrack song for that.
Yeah. You turn your cap around, look out, pal.
Yeah, you don't know this, but in my truck, I've got a machine. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
766-9370. I'm doing all things man. If you lick us and win, we'll give you a four-pack over to check out Sportsman's Expo. We'll do it next.
Dog and Joe. Dog and Joe.